Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Caroy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Caroy King.
Dad, let's read from Luke 9:29. I know last night when I was preparing, I had like 3 verses and I'm like, oh my God, there are so many. I have to pick one. So I decided to pick this one. As he was praying, the presence of his face changed and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. This was Jesus praying on the mountain of transfiguration. While I was reading that, I was like, my God, our 2-minute prayers will not make us change like that. This is praying down the glory of God. What an amazing thing. So I'm thinking, when we are in a private time praying, even here as we pray together, let us push to see the glory of God. Let's do it just like Jesus. He changed his clothes and everything. The glow came down. Can you imagine after you've prayed down heaven, how you would walk on the street? I'm sure even your clothing would heal people. You know, they just touch it, they just get healed. What am I saying? This is prayer and fasting season. As I mentioned yesterday, you cannot just fast only without engaging in prayer. It has to be together. You pray and you fast. They go hand in hand. And then as you're praying intentionally. You're not throwing darts in the air. God is very specific. He loves specifics. Remember Hannah, when she was praying for her son, she said, Lord, give me a man child and I'll give him back to you. She was specific and she walked away knowing she has received her man child. Mm-hmm. Remember that guy who was blind and wanted Jesus to heal him? And Jesus asked him, what do you want? What an interesting question for a blind man. He is blind, it's obvious to everybody. And Jesus still asked, what do you want? So my question to you is, what do you want? Are you specific when you're praying? Or are you vague? Mm-hmm. You may be having financial problems, but if someone asks you, what do you want? You may be asking for something else. You see, let us be specific in our prayers, and that will take us to preparing before you actually pray. Have your little prayer list. What are those things, that those mountains that have been going around for years and you're tired of them? Let this be that time that you solve this and it's solved. How are we going to do that? Pray down the Lord. Pray down heaven. Let him come and solve the problem for us. Clearly, you haven't been able to do it on your own. So you might as well invite God to come and step in. And you know, when he comes, he sends all the angels and everybody. And also, as you pray, don't get weary that maybe the prayers haven't been answered. Remember Daniel? I would recommend read Daniel 10, the whole chapter. It's about when Daniel started to pray after he got the vision. His answer was given on the first day, but he never received the message 21 days later. The angel came and told him, you know, Sam, your prayer was answered right away, but the prince of Persia had stopped me, so I had to call in Michael and we had to fight this thing down. So the angels are working on your behalf, fighting to make sure everything you need comes down. Engage until you see a breakthrough. God is a God of yes and amen. If you're not seeing the answer, something is blocking it, and you can ask, Holy Spirit, show me what's blocking it. It may be on your part. It may be just spiritual forces. It's hard to tell. But the Holy Spirit is faithful to tell you. He can tell you, he can say, you know, there's something in your heart that you're still holding. You never forgive so-and-so. You never repented about this thing. He will bring things to your remembrance to clear the path. If it's not on your side and it's on the other side, he will give you the peace that your answer is coming, that just stay steadfast, immovable, unshakable. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. And guess what? The closer you are to your breakthrough, the closer you are to that thing you've been praying for, all kinds of ifs are going to pop up. Small, annoying demons, things that don't make sense. Oh yeah, they pop up from the woodwork. Keep your eye on Jesus. He knows and he can see. He is the creator of heaven and earth. Nothing happens that he's unaware of. He won't wake up in the morning and he's like, oops, I didn't think that will happen. No, he is the creator. He knows how everything and everyone and all the circumstances happen. So just have faith in him that as you follow his word, do what he says, he'll give you the grace to handle. Even when you fall, you bounce back up. Just say, Lord, I'm sorry. Help me. Hold my hand. Send me friends and people to help me. Hold my hand up. Mind your surrounding. Mind the people you are with. But the goal is to be fishers of men. Believe me, the day you surrender your life and start living as a living sacrifice to other people, that is where the real supernatural things start to happen. Things start happening way easier than you expect. Feel for those around you. Look for those who need encouragement, who are broken. Serve your smiles. After all, they are endless. Just serve them on a platter. You don't know who is looking or who is watching, whose day you're going to change. You know, just keep serving them. What I mean, just have the smile on the face all the time. Because you don't know who will have hope just by seeing that you are a living witness everywhere you go, everything you do. Maintain a prayerful attitude right in your heart. Maintain that song of praise every time. Be quick to repent. Oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. Don't take forgiveness for granted. Lord, forgive me for my thought, word, and deed. I like saying that because I don't know, some of my thoughts can go all kinds of ways. So be quick to repent and say, Lord, I'm sorry for the way I behaved or the attitude I took on or the body language. You know, sometimes we may not say anything, but we may roll our eyes, you know, do all kinds of interesting things. You know, God is a good God. He is gracious. He loves you. No guilt and condemnation, and he said his burden is light. During your prayer time, engage to meet Jesus. Engage to pray heaven down. Jesus already showed us your continent can change once you pray heaven down. Remember when he said, those who produce fruit will be pruned to produce more fruit. Remember, if you have a rose garden, you prune the roses every season so that they may bloom a little more. So God is so good that he'll make sure he washes away all that chaff in your heart, because he's going to send you your assignment today as you go by doing your everyday business. The grace is sufficient to handle. He'll give you the right words to say in season and out of season. So don't worry, you never know, you may be at the gas station and someone crosses your path, or be ready to offer prayer, to offer something to eat, offer clothing, whatever your heart says. Even praying from a distance, that works. But God is very merciful. Thank you, Father, for you are with us and guiding us as we go by our day. We thank you for the blessings that are loaded in this day, and we claim all of them. In Jesus' name. Have a nice day, guys.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life, Then Finance. Please join Karoy King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to KaroyKing@lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.